The scripture reading for today is on the back of your bulletin, but also on the screen behind me. And it's a passage of scripture from the 17th chapter of Luke, the 11th through the 19th verses. It happened as he made his way toward Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance but raised their voices, calling out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Taking a good look at them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." They went, and while still on their way, became clean. One of them, when he realized that he had been healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus said, "Were not 10 healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God except this outsider?" And then he said to him, "Get up, on your way. Your faith has healed you and saved you." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. They're not lepers, but I've got 10 people today that have something to share. Would my 10 volunteers come up in order and help? Yes, in the order that your list is. I've talked to them about this. Let's see, we've got Beverly, and then we've got Wendy, and we've got Jenny, and we've got Linda, and we've got Dave Gallup. Dave's coming. Rich Retchishar. Katie, Pat, you're down here. Katie, where's Katie? Where's Katie? Katie Wright? Oh, there she is. I couldn't see her. Okay. Ray, Pat, on down here. And Danny on the end. Not quite on the end, honey. Not quite on the end. Now, you didn't know this, but these 10 people have all been miraculously cured of a fatal disease. Can you believe it? And they all have something they want to say as a response to being healed. What are you going to do as a result of this good news, Beverly? Make sure that's still on. Yep.
I'm going on vacation with my family. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, and now I can.
Praise God. Sounds good to me.
I've been very sick, and now I'm better, and I can resume my job.
I've been in the hospital for quite some time, and now I'm going to put an addition on my house and fix it up just the way I want.
What an experience. I think I'm going to write a book about my journey.
I'm going to go see the world. Maybe I'll go to Europe or the Far East.
I'm going to treat myself to a new car.
I'm going to go visit some of my family in Georgia who I haven't seen for a couple of years.
Now that I'm healed, I'm going to Disney World.
I think I'll write a song or a poem about my experience.
I'm going to find new ways to thank God for the blessing of life that he's giving me. I'm going to live a life full of praise and gratitude towards God.
All right. Yeah, sure. Thank you. All right. Dismissed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. There's an old song in some of the older hymnals and in the revival hymnals. It's called "Count Your Many Blessings, Name Them One by One." When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. There's three other verses, but I'll spare you those. Everybody knows Jim Carrey. You know, that comedian with the rubbery face. Started out on Saturday Night Live, and of course we know him best from Bruce Almighty. Of course, he also did other movies like Ace Ventura and Pet Detective and The Riddler on the Batman movie. But probably we know him best through Bruce Almighty. The message behind this movie, I love it. I love it every time it comes on, and especially his craziness. The message behind this is that we sometimes don't see the blessings that we already have. You know, Bruce, you know, is given the powers of God for a period of time, and he really has some fun with that, as you can imagine, Jim Carrey having the power of God, especially with those emails. Remember the emails, answering all the emails. But Jim Carrey said in an interview after that movie with one of the writers, Hollywood writers, and he said he's had a habit now of making a list of his blessings. And he said this, he's quoted as saying, "I would challenge anybody in their darkest moments to write down what they're grateful for. You then realize just how rich you are." That's Jim Carrey, you know, one of Hollywood's top stars, and he's speaking like that. That's impressive. And it reinforces the song that we just sang, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one." Even in life's darkest moments, we can still find something to be grateful for. Well, today's story text comes from the Gospel of Luke, and it's a story about Jesus, of course, he's on a road trip. He's making his way to Jerusalem, and he's traveling through Samaria and Galilee, and one day he's walking down the road, and he hears 10 men crying out to him in a distance. And as he gets closer and closer, he hears their cries. "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." Well, who are these guys? They are lepers. Lepers. Now, what do we think of when we hear the word leper? We usually think of people who are covered in open, oozing sores, boils, and they're, you know, just really nasty, and they probably don't smell very good either. They probably haven't bathed, and they're probably just really bad-looking people and very sick people. But you know what? As we study life in that era, and scholars believe that it may not have been quite that bad. They might have just had a skin rash. They may have had maybe eczema or seborrhea or whatever those minor skin diseases are. For you see, in that day, if you had any kind of skin ailment, any kind of disease, skin disease or otherwise, you had to be ostracized from the community. You had to be cast out into outside the church and even outside the community. So these lepers would live in colonies. They would live in groups, because they were the only people they could hang around. No one could touch them. No one could be around them. And so they were ostracized and separated from the community. And yet here they are, this group of 10 lepers that Jesus sees on his journey, crying out to Jesus for mercy. Jesus is moved with compassion, as you can imagine, as he sees these people. He looks at them, and instead of reaching out and touching them, not that he couldn't do that, instead of saying a prayer or offering a blessing, what does Jesus say to them? He says, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Say what? Go and show yourselves to the priests. What's that got to do with anything? Well, Jesus, of course, knew the law as well as anybody. And he knew that in order for these people to be re-engaged with the community, to go from being outsiders to insiders again, they had to go and have their healing affirmed. For you see, Jesus told them to go and see the priest, and as soon as they took the first step toward the priest, wherever direction that was, they began to be healed. It was a step of faith, because they were taking Jesus at his word. As soon as they stepped in that direction, the healing began. But in order to be reconnected with the community, it had to be affirmed by the priest, the local priest. And they were healed as they went on their way. It's interesting, though, that although they were obedient, although that they did what they said that Jesus told them to do, only one out of the 10 comes back to Jesus and gives praise to God and is thankful for the healing that has taken place or is taking place. And the Bible says he was a Samaritan. Now, you got to understand that Samaritans were even more of an outsider than the folks that had the leprosy. For see, the others were Jews. But this one was, the Bible makes very clear, a Samaritan. And as you know, Jews and Samaritans didn't get along. They were kind of half-breeds, if you will. And their worship practices were different. And they even worshipped in a different place. So it was ironic that this one person, the one who gave thanks to God, was a Samaritan. And the Bible makes that very clear. When he comes back and he falls on his face before Jesus, thanking him, praising him for the blessing, Jesus looks at him and says, I thought there were 10 of you. And I can imagine Jesus is a little miffed. You know, where are the other 9? Why didn't the other 9 come back and give thanks to God? That's a very, very good question. Granted, they did what Jesus told them to do, didn't they? He said, go, right? And they went. But one came and said, thank you. But not only said thank you, but gave praise to God. Why was Jesus so concerned about the other 9? Certainly he was great, appreciative of the thanks and whatnot, but he was concerned for the other 9. Why was Jesus concerned for the other 9? Well, I've thought about this week and come up with a couple of reasons. For you see, I believe Jesus didn't want to just heal their physical ailment. Jesus wanted to be in relationship with them. There was more healing needed there than just their leprosy. They needed their relationship with God healed. And so this